from the Middle East to China. Joining us now is New York Times reporter Andrew Jacobs in Beijing. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I gather that there is a temptation to draw a line from the pro-democracy demonstrations taking place in the Middle East to the long-standing pro-democracy dissidents and dissident movements in China. What evidence is there that people in China are motivated and mobilized by what's going on around the world?
I would say very little. I think the majority of Chinese people aren't even aware of what's really going on in the rest of, in the Middle East. You know, some people are, but the fact is most Chinese people are not really at the point where they're going to take to the streets. So in some ways, it's kind of a phantom protest here in China.
And the phantom is evidenced by people using mobile phones and internet chat sites, using modern media to urge people to converge on 13 Chinese cities to demand an end to what they call authoritarian rule. How successful have been these responses to online media?
I think the fact is the Chinese government's been very successful at filtering out a lot of these messages. So I think that the message is not getting through to most Chinese people, and those who've gotten the message have been, or who have been motivated to go out there and protest, have been either stopped or just at the scene of these protests have been kind of driven away by the police or by these water trucks that go around spraying down the street. So the Chinese have been very effective at kind of nipping this in the bud.
Among the Chinese dissidents who you've spoken with who yearn for something to catch fire here, is it wishful thinking on the part of dissidents to imagine that a pro-democracy movement might restart based on what's going on in the world?
I would say, sadly, it is wishful thinking. I think the dissident community here is very embattled at the moment. Just in the last 2 weeks, about 100 people have been put under house arrest or under intense surveillance, and there's just very little room to maneuver. And I think the hope right now is, I would say, it's pretty slim of anything happening.
We're talking with Andrew Jacobs in Beijing, China, watching pro-democracy demonstrators and demonstrations and calls for demonstrations taking place in that country. Well, let's turn it around then. If I'm Muammar Gaddafi looking at the situation in China, do I conclude that China is just unrelated to what's going on in the Middle East, or that the Chinese security apparatus is just much better than anything that Gaddafi could hope for at this point?
I would say the latter. I think the Chinese over the last 5 years have really perfected their techniques of keeping things under control.
And if there is a particular city in China that would be more vulnerable to this than others, would there be a place to watch? Hong Kong, Shanghai?
I might say Guangzhou, because it tends to be more liberal and the furthest from Beijing, where security is the tightest, but it's really hard to say.
Watching a so-called Phantom Jasmine Revolution in China, calls on the internet for people to converge on Chinese cities to demand an end to authoritarian rule. That's Andrew Jacobs, New York Times reporter with our partner, The New York Times, based in Beijing. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.